Poets are not born in a country. Poets are born in childhood. Poet Ilya Kaminsky.
Austin Arojo is a writer from Northwest Arkansas. He is currently an MFA candidate in poetry at Indiana University, where he received an Academy of American Poets Prize. His poems are published in or forthcoming from Shenandoah, Memorious, The Rumpus, Four-Way Review, and elsewhere. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey. Austin, what poems have you brought for us today?
Irapuato, Guanajuato. Past the fountain of dancing water in Miguel Hidalgo Square, through a shop window, a fry cook grills a burger, pressing the patty down sticky note thin. My mother, herself still sticky note thin, explores every shoe shop, handing me box after box, of which she will keep three. She smiles her vacation smile, and I notice for the first time. As a child, I am bored of everything except the sidewalk and food, my neck always hanging down to watch. My father buys us lucha libre figures, their faces like melted butter. Next, he nabs Batman knockoffs, resplendent in their red and purple suits. My brother sprints between the market kiosks, unaware of his lack of direction, and I keep the chase dutifully. We lose ourselves by the butcher, recognizing men who almost look like my father until we approach. When we finally find our parents, my mother captures our desperation with a slice of the camera's lens. She hands me a basket of strawberries. She's been smiling all day. Maybe this is what she dreamed when my father convinced her of this trip. What she dreamed at that baile in one of Fayetteville's greasy clubs, when the only words they could share were pizza and movie and soon pregnant. To the side of our portrait, women hold folded tortillas with nothing but dragonflies and salt. Still the violence of nourishment. Still the crunch of wings. At the park on the edge of the White River. My brother's breath stops when he sleeps. His rest is not rest, which means this moment we've taken to talk, just the two of us, suffers beneath the filmy layer of his exhaustion. His eyes gaze down, shoulders curving toward each other like it takes work for him to hold his chest together. The boat of his brow adrift in a pond of sweat. He perks up to watch someone tubing downstream, and I watch with him. We see this man drink, glide, and disappear along the water. We hear two women walking on the path behind us. They're talking bright and trailing. Some sort of flower grows on the cliff's border, and a bird flies overhead, skimming the river. My brother stays quiet, glancing down again, the thick black waves of his beard a meadow at night where there are no lightning bugs to clarify it. I can't tell if he wants me to speak or not. What does hang in his face, between the grass of his chin and his forehead's stagnant water, are his eyes, which still study something below both his chest and his feet, a thing lower than this maroon bench, in the dirt where he's let whatever it is fall. And though I swear I had paid such close attention to him, he surprises me with what I miss in the midst of my caring. It's his weeping. It's my brother weeping. After. She tends to cook in shades of green. Today, it's green tomatillos and green serrano chiles boiling in a pot. She spills them into the blender, and it casts a humidity so thick through the house we can't walk without coughing. Her chile verde leaves me gasping as I eat it, making way to the freezer slowly to reach deep for the oldest ice, something to tame my lips down into a shape calm enough to say, "Gracias, mama." The chill as delicious as the spice. She sits close to me at the table, her hands bruised from daily accounting of her blood and its sugar. She worries one and the other, rubbing it over and over, like she might heal it with some heat.
You've been listening to poetry by Austin Arojo on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey.